Okay, the presenters to the front, please, on those empty chairs. We're going to play musical chairs with the presenters. Just kidding. For the times, they are a-changing. Have they really changed that much, Bob? And what can we learn from the failure of the 60s to make more of an impact on our lives today? LSD might not be the answer, is one of those things. Sorry, I'm off on a rant.
Deep down, you're all listening. I know.
Okay. Right. I'm going to do a little bit here with the ponytail back to front and going to say something. Because what happens in this final session on the Sunday, there's always people with their packed bags creeping out at various times as we're coming up to 5 o'clock because they have to catch trains, relieve babysitters, throw themselves on the buses. You know how it is, right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with the thing that we do at the end, and I'm going to thank you for having attended this conference. Yes, thank you. On behalf of all the presenters, I'm going to thank you for listening to us so patiently, for giving us for our human weaknesses and foibles and failings. I like that. And what I'd like you to think is that you could just switch that real quick and it could be the other way around. So that we're the audience and you're the presenters. Because Emotrans is new. We are not experts. We weren't born with an Emotrans spoon in our mouths. Because there was no Emotrans spoon to be born with when we were born, right? There wasn't even one when Hannah was born. Or Steve Kent was born. So do bear that in mind, that you are it. You're it. You're the it crowd as far as Emotrans is concerned. And that you have every right to feel completely on a peer level with us, now and forever. And that you have every right to present your own ideas and to put your hand up and say, hey, that was rubbish. You're bringing Emotrans into disrepute with this nonsense about crystals. Aha. Yes, we were talking about people sliding with suitcases in and out. Thank you for demonstrating this so capably to us. It's good, isn't it? Yeah, so this is that's what we're going to do. So I've got that over with, Steph. Thank you for coming to the conference on behalf of the presenters very much. So you've all heard that. I want you to take my absolute blessing and whichever way you want to use the things that you've heard or talked about in your lives, that's so important. To not go away from here and snack, it's all forgotten and we're going back to, I don't know, wherever. There has to be this through flow and using these events to actually help you forward in life because else it's not worth having them. You know, the amount of profit we're making for the amount of aggro this represents to every one of us, the disruption in our years and in our timelines. Who, if people don't actually take that forward and use that metaphysically, it's not worth doing, you know? And once I'm not standing here anymore with a microphone and you are standing here with a microphone and you're talking to the newbies, I want you to tell them that as well, please, if you would be so kind. And remember that, please. Okay, so if you need to sneak off at any point, just sneak off. We're not going to take that as meaning that whoever was talking was useless, right? And we'll just live, you know, and so that's going to be fine. So what I would like to do for our last session here is we have a round table, an imaginary round table, and what I want you to imagine is that you're sitting on it as well. Or not on it. That would be a bit weird. At it. Yes. Around. That's very good. Thank you, Nicola. Around it. Yes, sitting around the round table. And what I'd like to do is just generally speaking have a bit of a discussion with you guys on what you would like to us to do, what you would like, how we can help you guys. Yeah? Everybody stare at the latecomer now. There you go. I love doing that. I just... Do you know how much fun it is to stand here with a microphone in your hand? Do you have any idea how much fun that is? Try and connect sort of an energy tentacle into me. For one moment, just switch your point of view, if you would, as you fall still and silent within, without a thought or care. And just get a sense of how much fun this is to have a microphone in your hand and you get to tell people stuff. You know, make them laugh. It's amazing. It's a wonderful thing. You know, so please, by all means, enjoy it when you get the chance. You know, when I see a microphone, I have to jump on it. And I can't stop. It's terrible. Okay. Right, so what would you guys like to do? What would you like to know more about? What would you like us all to do together? Or do again, or do more of, or... And please, you know, be free with that. You've got...
Certainly, you should have arranged a plant.
A plant?
We need a plant in the audience.
Oh, it's who says what?
For a question.
Oh, for a question. Oh, I tell you what, we can use Project Sanctuary for that. There's a lady just there. What were you saying? Okay. That lady would like to do at least one more energy dancing before we go. That's the last thing. Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, that's okay, isn't it? We don't mind that, do we? No, okay. So that's one request. But we leave that to the end, you know, to wave ourselves away at the end. What else would you like to do? Have you got some questions for our guys here? Yes, there is a lady who has a question.
Thank you. It's a question for Sandra. Sandra, I'm reading your book, The Love Clinic, and in my particular case, it's in relation to a partner, but I guess anybody here has something they wished it could occur and they would like to put their intention and work through towards something they would like. So if we could do an exercise on that, like,
a love exercise. Something you love to make the love flow even better. That way people can use crystals or dogs or something.
Gold, yes. Lots of gold. Okay, so choose a relationship. So it may be a close relationship, your beloved, who may not be your beloved at the moment, a family member, a friend, a colleague, animal, pet, any relationship that you would like to improve. And think about perhaps the thing that's happened in that relationship to create the feeling that is other than love and connection that you might have at the moment. So when you think about whatever it is that might have happened, notice how you feel and just connect with the feelings that you have in your body. And use your hands, if you wish, to feel where the energy of that is in the body. And we're just going to put our attention to heal and release that. So take a moment to tune in this relationship to something that's happened, or a particular aspect of this relationship that is difficult or challenging to you at the moment. Feel where you feel that disturbance in your body. Tune in, soften, and flow. Use your hands so I can see where everybody is working. Breathing into it. As the energy is soft enough, just allow it to flow. And if the energy is actually flowing and releasing, just think the releasing and the flowing is happening even faster. When you feel that that's released and eased and that emotional response is actually shifted, go back to the person, the situation, the behavior, whatever it was that's been challenging you, and look at it again. And see if you can open yourself up to really take that in even more than you did before. Breathe it in. Feel where you feel that in your body. Soften and flow, assisting that energy to flow through and out. And notice when that's flowing better, and you can look at that situation, that energy, in that relationship now in a new way. Just observe, what do you see? What do you understand about that situation or that person that maybe you didn't see before? Just notice what's really changed about that. And just observe now how much acceptance and understanding that you have. Again, if there's any remaining energy there, just needs to soften and flow, just pay it some attention. Okay. So a few of you still need a little bit more time. Again, think of the energy softening faster. Breathing into it. And when it can flow, think of it flowing faster. If you need extra help, bring in your helper. To just soften and release. Now, before we kind of go to another step that I'd like to take you to, anybody just want to share a shift or a difference in the way that they feel, or what do they understand about the situation that they didn't understand before? Has anybody made a change? You can. Okay, say that. Well, one of the things also that I've explored in working with relationships, because when I first started doing emo trans, I might kind of go this far to kind of feeling the disturbance, softening and flowing, and okay, it feels all right now, or even to the level where we go back to the situation and the person, bring in that energy even more to kind of understand it and use that energy to create more strength and flow and understanding about the situation. And even so, to come back to a loving connection and openness in that situation. But then I actually, with further working with emo trans, looking at relationships, I found actually there was further that you could go. And so what I'd like you to do now is put your attention on the person that you've been thinking about and what was actually going on for them, what they were feeling when they said or did what they did, or when they were behaving in that particular way towards you. Just put your attention on that feeling that they were having as they were presenting that energy to you. Just to ask yourself, well, what was that feeling? What was going on for them at the time? And now ask, where do I feel that energy? Where do I feel that emotion in my body? And feel now where that is. Put your hand there. And let that soften and flow. Breathe into it. holding your attention there. And let that soften, flow, and release. Okay. And before we just take the next step, anybody care to comment on anything that they just gained or what happened for them after doing that? How did you experience that? When you put your attention on how they were feeling, did you feel that in your body? Yeah. Did you release that? What did you get when you released that? Freedom. Anything else? Release, yeah? Understanding of what happened. A deeper understanding, not just a intellectual, conscious mind understanding, but a whole being understanding about what that was about. And that extra step in healing in relationships, I found, is really a valuable thing to do for growing our love and compassion, not just going back to the love that the place that we were at before this thing happened, but actually to create greater understanding of another person, where they're coming from, because we all get very wrapped up in our life, how we're feeling and what's going on for us, and our attention is a lot of the time is about how we are experiencing life. And this approach allows you to put your attention more onto actually how somebody else is experiencing life. And that takes a certain capacity or of care and consideration and compassion to actually bother to do that or to be able to do that. And I found that in doing this myself and with my clients, it helps them to grow their love and compassion in their relationships even to a greater level than they had before. So when you're working with people what that's indicating, what we just did there, you're connecting with the feeling that somebody else has, the emotional state that they're in, the energy state that they're in, we're connecting with that and inviting it in through our energy system. Where you feel it is actually your inability to handle what it is that's going on for them. And when you can soften and flow and release that, in the handling of that comes the understanding at a much deeper level. And also, you may find a lightening in their energy system as well, as now that energy that was being expressed has got somewhere to release through. So that's another interesting area to explore in relationships.
I was just thinking that, you know, in making peace, we can actually do that as well. Thank you, Sandra, for that, because I was just thinking, if we put ourselves in the mind of people that have different views from us, and just take in their energy and allow it through, we'll also come to understand their, you know, point of view more easily. Because what it's doing is creating a space within us, an energy or a spirit space within us to take in other viewpoints besides our own, where we're feeling broken or hurt or whatever.
Can I just pick up on that? This morning in Margarita's fantastic session, I chose as my subject something that I follow in my interest in international affairs and what's going on, the Middle Eastern situation. And I have been very on the Palestinian supportive side in the injustice being received and put on the Palestinians. And, you know, but have my care about, you know, what can I do? How can I, you know, be able to deal with this in some way, in a helpful way? And when we chose to pick something that we were resistant to, I started with Zionism. And the Zionist policies and people with those beliefs, which I was very disconnected from. It was a label and it was a disconnection. And as soon as I put my attention to it, and if I can take a few minutes to explain this, because it was a really interesting journey I went on through this, what I found was this sense of injustice, which everybody's going on about, the injustice. Yes, but it's also great resistance to what's happening. And when I went into that sense of the injustice, and I actually went through it, into the pain, and then to the forgiveness. And only then from the forgiveness could I then be in a place of love and peaceful state to actually then even engage with the Zionist concept or policies or people holding those in any way that would lead to any kind of possible resolution. So I thought, well, that's interesting. Here I am going on about the injustice. And actually that's a resistance to what it is that's going on. So then I thought, okay, that was really interesting. So then I thought, so what if I kind of put my attention then on an individual from each side, if you like, and see what I get from that? So again, I tuned into like the energy of someone who's just had their house bombed and lost their family members, and the hurt and the pain and the suffering of that, to, you know, for a drop, what it's worth, a drop in the ocean of release in some way that might create, to kind of just get a sense and a feel of that. And then I went to the other side, which was really interesting, to see what's going on in the other camp, to the person who's, let's say, living in Israel, frightened to death, surrounded by this hatred from all sides. That actually, first of all, I couldn't feel it because it was like being pushed back. Like I could sense they didn't want to go there. It was too scary to be hated so much on all sides, and that was a scary place to be in. And that wall and disconnection meant there was no way they could possibly see the consequences of their actions perpetrated on those that they were fearing because of their disconnection. So from getting into that place by saying, so what do I feel? Where do I feel that fear and disconnection from the hatred and hostility towards this person? Where do I feel that in my body? And again, I had to kind of work that energy in and through my system and out. And then I could only then could I see that I could turn to, that one could turn to the person and say, I'm so sorry for what we've done. So that was a really interesting exploration. And afterwards, when I look at my kind of position, where I was and where I am now, even in my own position and attitude, I'm much more with a place of love for both sides and both attitudes and both experiences, which would be essential for any kind of attempts towards reconciliation or peace that would be required. So I just wanted to share that because it was a really powerful experience I had this morning on that. And it's possible to get those insights by just reaching out and saying, where do I feel that in my body? So not just, oh yes, they must be feeling frightened or they must be feeling hurt, but actually, what does that feel like? Take it in, feel it through your whole energy system and experience it to a degree, then you will know something about it. So again, the power of the fact that we're all connected through relationship, allows us to be able to explore that and learn something on a deeper level. Anybody else?
It's the technique of the rainbow technique. I'd love to do something on that, because you were talking there about how much fun it is to be up there with the microphone telling people stuff. And there's part of me that would be absolutely loved to be doing that, and there's another part of me that's terrified of doing that. And I'd love. That's okay for about 2 minutes, Olivia, but after that, but it's there's that real conflict. Okay, I'm going to shut up now because you asked that. So just that using the rainbow to balance, and it actually, I found the food one yesterday brilliant, because I actually did it with two foods, one I didn't like and one I did like, and it was just terrific. It was just, so if anybody like do a bit of work on rainbows, I'd love that.
Okay. Any other people who have any issues with standing in front of a group with a microphone in your hand and talking to the group? So, where in relation to your body do you sense that? If it's inside your body, I'm not so sure whether we should do the rainbow thing. You can do it. Okay, let's try. Let's see. Let's see where that takes us. Okay, so you've located the one that doesn't want to speak, that is has some issues with facing the group, expressing yourself. Okay, where's the other one that would find the joy? That's not the best point. Okay, so everybody just tune into this. Check where are these two entities, these two, beings. Now, with your hands of energy, draw a beautiful rainbow connection from one to the other, and then back to the first one. Allow that energy to flow through this cycle. Allow it to flow and just observe what happens. Allow that energy to flow freely and quickly. It's energy. Speed of light, and even more. We don't have to wait years, even though they talk about light years. Okay, what's happening? Who wants to share? Any changes? Anything feeling different? Anything happening to those fields?
Can I say something? Yeah. Right. It's quite funny because I kind of thought I really liked this, but apparently behind that left pillar there was some part of me that didn't. And when a deadlift asked the question, it waved shyly from behind the pillar. And I'm like, what are you doing over there? Where did that come from? I thought I was 100% congruent in front of an audience. Third part from over there, wise thing, said, ha. You and I both knew all along you weren't. So I did the rainbow connection thing, which was quite funny. And what it was that one there was afraid that I wouldn't have the energy to hold a group. Because funnily enough, it might sound quite simple to sit here and talk and hold a group. But that's actually quite an energy expenditure. And the holding of the group is not so hard, but actually to deal with the energy coming in from you all. Yes? It's a lot of different kinds of energies coming in. And you're obviously nice people, but you could be a very hostile crowd, right? all sitting there with your arms folded and throwing daggers at me. So to actually process all of that and bring that together into a resonance and a harmony where we're working as a group and we're working as a team, I get to tell you things and you're feeding back to me so that we are all together making an event. That's actually quite strenuous, and I realized that the thing there wasn't thinking that we might just run out of steam and just start lying down on the floor and starting to cry because I haven't got the energy left. As weird as that may seem. And what happened after the Rainbow Connection was that I realized that this is energizing. This is energizing. You get so much energy from the audience. And even if it was pure hatred, still be energizing. So thank you very much for that.
Okay, who else would like to share? Let's have some more.
Just something that I remembered. Because it struck me when you asked about the Rainbow Connection that I had planned to do that with some of the things. And I was just thinking about when you're speaking, it's about remembering the things you want to say. And thanks to Detlef, the whole idea of asking this energy person to keep you reminded of what you need to say to a group can be very, very useful as well.
And one more thing about forgetting things you intended to say. The good thing is nobody else knows what you intended to say, so where's the problem in the end, right? Yeah, and then soften and flow. Okay, who else? Okay.
Thank you very much, Detlef. That was good fun and very interesting, actually. It's fun, isn't it? I like things. See, look, if you keep doing things yourself as well and never become so snooty that you think you don't need it anymore, you know, no matter how old an experience you get, then we're all going to get somewhere as a society, I think. I was wondering if you two guys had anything to say about further thoughts about food and things that you would like to share with the group.
There's been a couple of occasions where I've worked with people who's talking about those cravings and such like. And there was a one-to-one that I did recently with someone who had a real bad craving for sweet things. And she'd just go to the fridge, open the fridge, and she'd just want to eat anything that was put sweet in the fridge. And then she'd have all the recriminations and the guilt afterwards and everything. So the first thing we did was explore what was going on in her life that was making her feel like this. And she was saying about she had so much stress in her job and she had new boss had come in and there was all sorts of change going on and it was making her feel very unsettled and very uncomfortable and so on and so forth. So we cleared a lot of levels of the stress that she was telling me about to get her to feel more comfortable and accepting of the change and the new situation with her job. So once we'd cleared through several layers of emotion of stuff, I then said to her, right, so let's now tune into this need that you have for sweet things, which she felt all in her chest and her throat and her stomach. And so we cleared those layers until she could at least imagine that she didn't feel so compulsed to eat it. So then I went and got some chocolate from the fridge and said to her, well, now what I'm going to show you is how to have your chocolate, but to satisfy your need in an energetic way, because there's clearly something that, you know, you're wanting from the chocolate. So I had her to hold the chocolate in her hands and just draw the energy, like you did at the energy buffet there, up through into her and see how that felt. And it really felt really delightful to her and warming and nourishing. And she got a lot of energy nutrition just from having the chocolate. And her what she said afterwards, going back into her own life, I told her to continue to practice this, you know, at home, different types of sweet things that she likes. And we had some feedback afterwards, and she found that she hasn't felt compulsed to eat the sweet things because the need within her, which was mostly stemming from all the change and stress that she was going on in her work, but the need within her was healing through just taking in. And a bit like what Sylvia and Nicola were saying, where they took that to another stage by saying, you know, by actually asking, where is the need within me that I want to have that? What is it that I'm actually trying to fulfill? Which I thought was a very, you know, really sort of kind of explained what
that had happened between me and this client that I hadn't even particularly realised was what I was happening until you put it in such good words yesterday. So you can get your clients to take on, you're not sort of trying to deprive them of food ever, because that's what diets do, and that's what creates this fear and more discomfort with food. But you're actually just helping them to relate to it in a different way to how they were relating to it before, and energy is the best way to do that.
I would like to say something about that, because you guys know Louise Hay's book, Heal Your Body. Yeah. If you look up diabetes, which is an interesting thing, this is known as the guru's disease. Interestingly enough, because most gurus develop diabetes. And it's actually very simple. Where's the sweetness in my life? Is your life sweet? Does it taste good day to day? I wonder if that lady who was the client had sweet spots in her life. If there had been something in her personal or in her business life that was giving her a sweet taste of success, perhaps, or a delicious taste of sweet love. They call it sweet love. You know, that does make a lot of sense, doesn't it? Things that are sweet, that are... Sweetheart, yes, my sweetheart. Ah, how sweet. So that's really interesting, because, it also goes to show. Now, imagine you have this poor woman who has no sweetness in her life. And now she goes to a dietitian and they tell her, now, no more sugar. Oh, dear. I mean, like, is life worth living? I don't know. I mean, it's just... But it's interesting, because it is so... People are actually not that complicated or difficult. It's quite straightforward. They just want to be happy, you know? Everybody was like them out there. I was going to ask Ed to tell us something that he's observed and that he would like to share with us.
Thanks for that, Sylvia. Just to pick up on what you said before about diabetes and gurus having diabetes, I know Sylvia knows this. I don't know how many other people know this. Richard Bandler, actually the creator of NLP, suffers from diabetes. And just thinking about that, because I did spend a fair bit of time in his company and presence, he went around, I don't know if it was an aftershave or a perfume, that it had an extremely sweet smell about him. Yeah. Is transmitting the sweetness. And one thing I've learnt, I mean, it's been a fantastic weekend, but one thing I've learnt from this weekend is there are plenty of clues out there when working with people energetically. People actually transmit issues energetically if we pay enough attention. And the stuff yesterday in terms of the exercise in threes, I got quite a bit of nice feedback about that, is we need to be paying attention on the outside to the people we work with. It's so easy for us to go into our own internal trances as therapists, to be dealing with our own stuff. And in some ways, that's a blessing to be able to do that, to be able to work with people and to recognise... kind of a sense of lack in ourselves when we do that. So one kind of little tool I'd like to give you before I wrap up for this conference is there's a little model, and I think this is useful for anything that you do, anything that might be significant. So it's called the SETS model. It's a really simple model, and it's starts in a sequence, so it's for kind of modeling out any sequence. So you can use this whether you're creating your own music, doing your own therapy, and it goes in the sequence of setup. So the first part is how you set yourself up. How you set yourself up for this seminar, for instance, you know, in terms of the preparations you made, the things you might cover, everything from the clothes you brought, the things you might want to learn. Then there's the seminar itself, and what I would call the upset. Now, the upset isn't a negative thing. It's just a change that is useful. and then what goes on after the conference. And as I say, this is a universal model. You can use it in the moment, over a long period. Is the set down. How are we going to set down after the conference? What learnings are we going to take away? How are we going to use it with different people? How are we going to use it with ourselves? So it's, as I say, it's a three-sequence model: set up, upset, and set down. And the upset is a positive upset in this case. Okay, so thanks very much, for everybody, for, well, from me, anyway.
Well, thank you for that, Ed. I was just saying to Nicola, I think we can use that to make our re-entry, because we experience the conference as a great upset, because we have these things going on that we are working on and researching. And then to take this is, it is like a nuclear explosion in our timeline. It really does. Upskittle everything, throws it up in the air. And when we get back home, we have great difficulty actually to try to pick up the strands of what we were doing before and weaving it together with what we'd learned here. So to actually just identify that and say, okay, so that's changed, and now we're bringing that back in, that's going to be very helpful for us. So the setup is actually quite interesting, because we have those in the genius symbols. That's how we ask a question to the genius symbols. We say, dear energy mind, give me something. Like, give me a poem, or give me a solution to a problem, or whatever, right? And in the setup, that's where you also have this kind of in EFT, but in the genius symbols, you're asking a question, really. So what we found is that if you ask really mundane questions, you get really mundane answers. So if you're asking, for example, there was one student, and I'm sorry, but I just... she asked the genius symbols, right, whether she should get for her husband, for his birthday, a brand new chainsaw or a second-hand one. Look, I couldn't make it up. One breath later, she said, well, they're not very meaningful, the stories I'm getting. Because the story she got was of a guy with a second-hand chainsaw that broke. Chopped his leg off. The handle wasn't, you know. So she actually complained about the fact that the story was very mundane. And I said, well, you asked a mundane question. And I think the genius symbol answered beautifully. They said, don't buy a second-hand chainsaw because the handle could break and your husband could lose his leg. And then you are the one who has to push him in a fucking wheelchair. Right? Plus you're up the tree, trimming the tree yourself with your second-hand chainsaw, or buy a new one. That's the answer. But with the setup that Ed was talking about, well, you know, sometimes students need a little bit of help to explain the obvious to them, right? with the setup that Ed was saying, you can make setups for these conferences. You can say, oh, I just want to have a good time, or I want to, do enough networking so I get one extra person in my practitioner training. Or I want to take away one technique that's going to be useful. But if you want to do that, you could make a much more esoteric setup. You know, you could ask something, you know, you could make the setup like you would ask the genius deck, give me something that will change the world. Or give me something that will change my world. And then we are in that situation where if you're trying to go to the stars and you fall short and all you get is the moon landing, fair enough. Yeah? So, you know, allow yourselves. The beauty is with Emotrans is you don't have to be afraid of disappointment anymore. Just allow yourselves to expect the most wonderful time. Make a setup. I'm going to have a brilliant time. I'm going to learn so much. I'm going to have three transformational experiences. Fall in love twice. You know, do it by all means and see what happens, you know. And it's not a question of attitude, it's a setup. And then all your systems can go to work to try and achieve that. And should you be bitterly disappointed, then soften and flow, which is so gorgeous. I really do like that. Okay, so what I was going to say was, Nicola, not Nicola, sorry, I'm sorry if I... think of something profound to say to the people, yes? No, she's my friend, so I'm giving her a warning. But what I was going to ask was, you know, this relationships thing is so important. It is so important. That's probably one of the most powerful applications of Emotrans, yeah? So I understand that Sandra has something going on with that.
As you know, there's the book, The Love Clinic, which is basically, if you haven't seen it or got it yet, it's really a summation of my explorations on love and relationships area, looking at it from a very new point of view of the energy dynamics. So not from the old popular psychology point of view, but how is energy flowing and the concept of energy nutrition when those principles are working, how do relationships work and how can you solve the problems in relationships when you follow those principles. So having written the book, to bring it to life, we've got the course. And I'm actually running Love and Relationship Weekend, which is actually, I'm very honoured to be able to say, has been accepted as a extension of Emotrans Applied or Advanced courses. So it's actually an Emotrans Relationships Consultant training course, which is taking place next month at Sedgwick Park House, which is close to here. And basically, if you've had looked at the book, we kind of cover looking at how the dynamics work and the barriers and obstacles to love. So you get a chance to work through releasing, you know, doing your own healing about your own relationships and actually work with others, you know, facilitating the healing in their relationships as well. So it's for your own healing and it's for practice at applying Emotrans to help people solve their relationship problems. From letting go of the past to handling difficult behaviours to exploring the whole energy of how love actually works. You know, what's going on with the energy in our connections with love is really interesting to explore. And we look at sexual energy and attraction and what are the barriers to that and, again, how we can use Emotrans to help release that. And look at our relationship with ourselves, different ways we can enter into or develop a more loving, accepting relationship with ourselves. And then we look at our relationship with the divine or God or creation that we're part of and how we can grow and develop that. And then the law of attraction to attract a relationship if we're not actually got one at the moment and how that works and the whole attraction thing. So it's a really interesting, and what we just did there, the little bit of looking at paying attention more to tuning into what's going on in other people's energy systems and how that can be healed through your own is a kind of a distant healing, but through creating deeper healing and love within yourself, you can change others. So that's what's going on over that 2 days, and I've got some information over there about it if you'd like to come and take your experience of Emotrans further. I hope some of you do.
I would like to say about that has 1,001 uses. Apart from being a marriage counsellor, you know, I mean, you could really, really do stuff with that if you at all want to work in that direction. From arbitration to, you know, not just relationship counselling, but also counselling people to with their children or teenager problems and family problems in general, people's problems with the law of attraction, yeah, or with prosperity. All has the same principles in it. So if you get that relationships thing, that's not just about people. That can be a relationship to your company. You can go into a company and say to the guy and spot where it's wrong, what's something, where the flow is wrong, where the person's not connecting, not loving their product enough. Do you know what I mean? It's a very basic skill set that can be used for literally a gazillion different things. So if you want to go into that a little bit more, then, and I say it's a relationship with food, it's, you know, we are all about relationships as people. So that's a very deeply basic structural course that Sandra is doing with a million applications, way beyond just finding a boyfriend or girlfriend or such. Okay, what I'd like to do, we've got about 3 minutes, so I would just like to very briefly ask you guys whether you enjoyed yourself.
I did very much, and I thank you all.
Thank you very much. Do you enjoy yourself?
Oh, yes, very much. Thank you for all. Good work.
Thank you. Okay, is there something you particularly liked?
I think most of it, or not most of it.
The whole thing?
That's right, yes. It
was, I saw the hand gesture.
It was very hard to actually get it out. But yes, it was all very, very good. And it's my first one here. And hopefully, I should be, well, not hopefully, mm-hmm. And I'll be back again. So it has been very, very good. So thank you. Thanks a lot.
Wonderful. Would you like to say something to us?
Well, as always, it was very nice to be here and experience all the Emotrans enthusiastics. And I sometimes miss that in the Netherlands. So it's great to pick it up once a year at least.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a Netherlands Emotrans conference?
Yeah, I've been trying to eat to do that, but as I'm not such a good organizer.
Well, you need to find a partner.
Yeah, I know.
She needs a business partner. Hmm. We'll find you somebody.
I will.
We will find you something. Something that I find quite fun is when you come here again, you know, like I've been to quite a few Emotrans conferences, as you can imagine. But it is different every time because you are just come here as a different person because evolution actually is happening and you are changing, you are growing, you're not the same person year in, year out. And you surely must notice this about me as well, that I'm not the same person every year. You know, there's certain parts of me that are always Sylvia, and there's nothing anyone can do about that. But, you know, you can notice that, can't you? Wouldn't you say? Yeah. That there's different sort of energies that I bring as I come and I go, which is quite good fun. Okay, did you have a good time?
I certainly did, and I had a good few events as well, so I'm very pleased. In the space of 3 days, I think, two yesterday and today, and one on the Friday, so okay. Pretty good going.
Lovely. Okay, sir?
It's been an upset, but it's been great. I've loved it. Thank you.
How wonderful. Terry?
I'm looking forward to the Emotrans American conference.
Yes.
Because it's very lonely over there.
Yes.
But I have to tell you, I've been very drawn to your work and the work that all of you are doing, and felt so at home here.
Yes.
And I really feel
the
this is where we.
I am going to do, and I will be doing, and I want to do.
I have to practice this. That. Yeah. Yeah. The work that I will be doing,
yes.
And I hope to be doing, and whatever.
Yes.
Thank you.
America needs you. No, it does. They don't have health insurance.
Yes, you can.
Yes. Right, well, here's a young lady that's quite new to Emotrans, so I'm going to ask her what she thought of the conference.
Okay, so given that I had no idea really what Emotrans was before I came on Friday, it has really, really opened my eyes, and it's given me almost like it's a new toolkit. To kind of approach life with, and maybe I'm very excited about it. So thank you to everybody that I worked with and everybody that was so supportive. And I think that's what's been really, really wonderful about being here in this conference is just the generosity and just that warmth from everybody here. So thank you all so much. I'm gonna cry now.
Would you like to say a few words, Angela?
Thank you. Yes, well, as every time, Emotrans has me skipping out the door. And you can tell from the photographs, because we always have beaming smiles. I loved every bit of it. And thank you very much, everybody, again.
And thank you very much for coming and for, you know, bringing your person to us here. Because we like to collect people, you know. Now, if you look around and see, that's something that the Europa people always found weird, is what do we have in common? show me one thing. You know, we are so different as people. We're not uniform in any way. And that's wonderful. I think that's wonderful. So, hallelujah. So, guys, it is 5 o'clock. I will thank our dear, dear presenters, not just for the lovely presentations, not just for the hard work they do as trainers and all the marketing, not just for the places they go and talk to people about Emotrans and try and get people interested into Emotrans, not just for the articles that they write and send to the Emotrans website so that we are not struggling all by ourselves to try and say to people, people, this is good, give it a chance, please. Not just for that. Not just for handing in those wonderful conference manual inclusions which take a long time to write and assemble, but just for being you. So thank you very much. We couldn't do this without you. Thank you. So all that remains to me to say thank you to our wonderful staff in the Dragon Rising t-shirts. Stephen, Alex and Hannah. Thank you to our participants. I'm going to say thank you to the Europa Hotel on behalf of all of us later, because they really have tried to make us feel welcome and give us a good time here. And so I'm going to now officially close the 7th annual Emotrans conference, and all I can say is see you in 2010. Thank you very much, everybody.
And thanks to Sylvia and to Nicola for this gift that they've created and that we're all enjoying.
Just a minute before you go, yes. You've become so much part of it that you're part of the structure of it now. We take it for granted, just like we spoke about earlier today. Okay. You're taking in your part of it, part of the organism.
Oh. Okay, guys.